Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, here we go again, friends, with the outrageous persecution of President Trump based on nothing, persecuting a man who is completely innocent, taking our system of laws and turning them upside down, using the justice system as a weapon, and doing exactly what our founding fathers left the king, rebelled, in fact, in order to get away from. This is, no doubt, you, as I, have been watching many different commentaries on what is going on there in Manhattan with the DA and his actions directed at President Trump. Obviously, it's an outrage. We need to understand and be able to articulate what is going on, be able to explain to our fellow citizens that it has zero to do with the law and 100% to do with political persecution. Let's pray about this. Let's go into the scriptures. Tonight, we're going to do two things. We're going to delve into exactly what is happening here. And we're going to pray, of course, for everyone involved, starting with and especially the 45th and 47th President of the United States, President Donald Trump. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 20, because here's what we read starting in verse 10. For I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him, say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived and we can overcome him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see the vengeance that you take on them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of evildoers. Let us pray. Lord God, awaken your people that they may see what is truly going on here. Motivate your people to continue standing for what is right and what is true and what is just here in America. Enable us to defend this nation against the weaponization of justice. And enable us, Lord, in the spirit of our founders, to continue to build on the principles on which they established this nation, and not on the principles that Marxists are trying to impose on us. Lord, we pray for a healing in this nation of Trump derangement syndrome, which is obviously motivating those who have their hands on the levers of our criminal justice system, but are blinded by their own anger and rage and arrogance. Lord, we ask you to protect your people, protect the innocence of your people, and may we rise and defend one another in your holy name. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, friends, so our justice system is represented by Lady Justice holding the scales, and she's blindfolded. Why is she blindfolded? Because what justice is saying at that moment to those towards whom the justice system is operating, whether to acquit or convict, what justice is saying to them while weighing those scales is precisely, I don't see you. I do not see your face. I do not know nor care who you are. I only care about applying the rule of law. Nobody's above the law. Nobody's below the law. Justice is supposed to be blind, which means I'm going to weigh actions and compare them to what the law is, the same way for a person who's powerful as for a person who isn't, for a person who's rich as for a person who's poor, for a person who has a lot of political capital or electricity, and one who doesn't, for one who's famous, for one who's unknown. Whether your name is John Smith or Donald Trump, I'm going to do the same thing vis-a-vis the law. So the question is, if this Manhattan DA, Soros-backed Alvin Bragg, has indeed some kind of judgment about a crime, well, the fact of the matter is, would he be doing exactly the same thing? And we'll show you some of the twisting and turning that's being and manipulating that's being done here. Would he be doing exactly the same thing if this weren't Donald Trump? That's the relevant question to the nature of our system, the blindfolded lady of justice. And by the way, you know, it has been quoted more than once in the analysis of what's going on here, what was said to Joseph Stalin by the head of the KGB, secret police. Show me the man, and I'll find you the crime. Isn't that exactly what's been going on with Donald Trump for years and years and years? Those who are aligned against him, show me the man, and I'll find you a crime. See, this turns our justice system upside down, because this system is based on dealing with a crime and then going in search of the persons who did the crime. But you know already the crime that's been committed. There's clear evidence of it. And then you go after the people, you search for the people who committed the crime that you already found. What's going on here with Donald Trump and with many of his supporters is exactly the inverse of that. It's upside down and inside out. It's going after people in search of a crime. Oh, we don't know the crime. Oh, it doesn't matter. We know the person we want to get. It's the get Trump syndrome. And Alan Dershowitz just came out with a book by that very name. I urge you to buy it, as I just did. It's the get Trump, 100%. Trump derangement syndrome. Going after people in search of a crime. Oh, don't worry. We'll find something. We'll keep digging. And that's why it's called a witch hunt. The idea being the witch doesn't exist. But you keep hunting because you know you've got the person that you want to get out of the way, or you want to persecute politically. That's what's going on here. That's exactly what's going on here. Now, what is this all about, actually? You know, so allegedly, and we don't know if this is even true or not. So allegedly, there's this affair back in 2006 with Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels, porn star, right? Who knows what happened? Maybe immoral. It's not illegal. Nor is it even illegal what happened in terms of a payment being made to the person to keep quiet about the matter. It doesn't break a law. And Michael Cohen, the now disgraced, convicted felon who was at that time President Trump's attorney, made this payment to Stormy Daniels. Okay, well, you could understand, for example, if somebody doesn't want their family to be disrupted, marriage to be threatened, or whatnot. Again, we're not commenting on the morality. So looking at this from a legal point of view, haven't touched any crime. But then it comes to the question of then Cohen was reimbursed. And how did that, and then this is in the course, of course, of the 2016 presidential campaign, how is that money categorized? And there was reference in the business records to a retainer agreement with Cohen that ended up not being the case, didn't exist. So we're talking there in that case about a falsification of business records, which is a misdemeanor. If in fact that's what occurred, it's not something that gets you jail time. It's a misdemeanor. What this Manhattan DA is doing, and he's not authorized, by the way, to prosecute federal crimes. He's working on the state level. He's working in New York City. So what he's trying to do is raise up a possible misdemeanor to the level of a felony, and it would only be a felony, which again, he's not authorized to deal with, if the changing of the business records were being done knowingly and deliberately, and that's a lot to prove, in order to cover up some other crime, which they're trying to say, oh, well, it was an illegal campaign contribution. Well, first of all, this very case and this very this exact scenario was already looked at by the Department of Justice, and they passed on it. Already looked at by the Federal Election Commission, and they walked away from it. It was already looked at by this very same Manhattan DA months ago, and he dropped it, only to be pressured by the Democrats to pick it up again. The same Democrats who put him in office. This is a Soros-funded guy. We'll get back to Soros in a moment. Who, by the way, is also dealing with the issue of the statute of limitations and is trying to get around it because it already went by. Whether you're talking about a misdemeanor or a felony, in both cases, you're talking about a statute of limitations of 2 years and 5 years, respectively. And meanwhile, it's been seven. It's been 7 years, and he wants to go, oh, he wants to bypass the statute of limitations, find some loophole, make up some excuse for a case that's already been looked at locally and federally and dropped. Oh, no, no, we're going to pick it up again, and you're going to tell me this is not political. You're going to tell me this is the blindfold on the scales of justice? Yeah, right. Brothers and sisters, What person does not see that this is 100% political and has 0% to do with the law? Let's look again at this Alvin Bragg. Do you know that more than half, he gets into office as Manhattan DA, which he never should have. Okay, this is a Soros candidate. Over half of the felonies that legitimately are uncovered, he reduces to misdemeanors. This is a guy that moves in consistently in the opposite direction of making less out of a crime than it really is or might be. In the case of President Trump, he's doing exactly the opposite of what he always does and making a lesser matter into a federal case when meanwhile, all the while, President Trump is innocent. No one has been more investigated than he has over the years and come up clean every single time. Are we really as a nation going to look at this and not recognize it as what has been done over and over and over and over again? What this also reveals, by the way, is the strategy of Soros. Here you got a man with a lot of money, and he made a calculation at a certain point. He says, you know, you got these tens of millions of dollars floating around, you know, with these presidential races, you know. And he says, let me put my money where it can be make more of a difference to races that people aren't paying attention to, that not as many people are donating to, that are not these mega dollar campaigns, but where my money or $500,000 or $1 million can really make a major difference. And he gets his people put into positions that a lot of folks aren't recognizing the importance of, like a district attorney who can do something like this to a political opponent. Now, Soros has made it crystal clear, explicit, we're not guessing at his motives, that he wants to keep Trump out of office. We're not guessing at the motives of the Democrats here. Of course they want to keep President Trump out of office. And, you know, my view of this whole thing is really very simple. They're doing this not because, you know, because again, look, I'm no attorney. The legal experts who are all listening to the commentaries and whatnot, the legal experts, Alan Dershowitz, for example, are very, very clear. This is an absolute zero legal case. This is so thin, so flimsy, let me read what Dershowitz said. You may have heard him on various, and he's not a Trump supporter himself. He said, "I taught law for 50 years. I have no idea how you can combine a federal statute about campaign contributions with a state misdemeanor statute about other things and come up with something to charge Trump with. It's like 1 and 1 equals 11 instead of 2. And he's joined by many, many other legal experts who are saying there's nothing here legally, but yet they're making a political circus out of it precisely because of the politics. We know this. But why now? And why this way? Well, what was just happening? Before this broke in the news cycle this past weekend, what was happening? The walls are closing in on the Biden family. Payments by China. Leverage by these enemies of the United States. On a family where there was the big guy sitting in the vice president's chair. And now in the president's chair. You think this is, does anyone think that this is some kind of a weird coincidence? That just as things are getting really, really bad for the Bidens, we change the narrative. This is what the other side does all the time. Change the subject. Oh, look what's going on over here. Oh, don't worry about all that. And not only was things collapsing in the Biden world, but two other things. First of all, oh, of course, the stuff about the bank collapse and the collapsing of the bank system is scary, scary stuff that, again, you know, is pointing in so many ways to the incompetence of Biden and the Democrats. But then at the same time, what just recently happened with the whole January 6th incident and the tapes? Tucker Carlson getting out footage that we didn't see before, and that the fake January 6th committee didn't want anybody to see. Wow. Seems like a great moment to change the subject and to put the attention right back on your political opponent. You know, I think that these people, because look, you see the same thing when you look at all the other persecutions of President Trump. Think it through with me for a moment. What was there? And think of it from the mind again of the other side, of the enemies, of the persecutors. What did they have with the Russia collusion hoax? They had nothing. They had a hoax. They knew it. Listen, they weren't hallucinating. They knew they had nothing. What about the phone call with the Ukraine and quid pro quo? They knew that they had nothing there too. Look at the impeachment hoaxes. If you study the documents, and we talked about this during the course of impeachment hoax number one and impeachment hoax number two, you had these vague accusations and nobody knows what in the world they mean. Oh, abuse of power. Why is he being impeached? What specific crime did he commit that warranted impeachment? And the answer is none. But they had to say something, so they used these phrases, abuse of power. What? What are you even talking about? Abuse of, and they knew that they had nothing. And then what happened after that? Okay, they even impeach him when he's out of office. But then there was the raid last summer on Mar-a-Lago. And what in the world was that all about? What came of that? Nothing, right? Because there was nothing. His documents were way more secure than Biden's were, and he had much more authority to declassify anyway. But it was a big nothing. Here's my theory. They all, in all of these cases, those who are carrying out this nonsense, knew full well that it was nothing and that they had nothing. Because their goal wasn't actually to succeed in proving that there was something. They knew the time would come when it would be evident that it was nothing. But then at that time, you just change the subject. But what have you accomplished in the meantime? You've gotten the attention away from your own wrongdoing, from your own incompetence, from your own actions that are destroying America and destroying the world, from your own incompetence. You're getting the attention away from your own nothingness as a candidate and as a party and as a whatever office you're in right now, Biden in the presidency. You get attention away from that because you got to get the voters away from that. You got to get them focused on the alleged wrongs, the invented wrongs of their political opponent, so that in the minds of people who don't analyze these things too well or don't think about them too deeply, they'll be turned off. The whole idea is turn them off against this man that we don't want people voting for. Turn them off against this man that we don't want them supporting. Make him unpalatable for public office. And it's not going to work. It didn't work before. It's not going to work now. Because we who do support President Trump are only more committed to standing with somebody who is enduring right now exactly the opposite of what our system of justice stands for, exactly what our founding fathers rebelled against when they broke away from King George, who was using the power of government against the people rather than for them. Because it's not just happening to President Trump, it happens to all of us who support him. And you. This is against you. This weaponization of government is of concern. It's a real issue. It's an issue of deep concern for us all. Because the powers of the Marxists who are taking over America are pointed against you and me. President Trump is just standing there in front of us, standing in the way of what they're trying to do to us all. Brothers and sisters, let's not be deceived about what's going on here. By the way, whatever happens, indictment, and by the way, indictment is not a statement of guilt. It's a statement that you believe somebody might be guilty. Indictment is not a statement of guilt. But even if candidate Donald J. Trump, 45th president, candidate to be the 47th president, were to be indicted, even if he were to be convicted, even if he were to be imprisoned, this document is what determines whether one can run for and serve as President of the United States. And in Article 2, Section 1, where it has the qualifications for those who want to be president of these United States, you know what it says? Let's go to Article 2, Section 1, and read. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States. Does it say there that you have to be free of any kind of indictment, conviction? No, it doesn't. He is completely free and eligible to run and to serve as president of the United States, no matter what these Trump deranged Democrat, Soros-supported Marxist radicals want to do in weaponizing the levers of government that they've got their hands on. Alvin Bragg, be very careful what you are about to do. Be extremely careful about how you are going to look in the annals of history. Ripping up once more, together with a whole lot of other people just as guilty as you, what this system of justice is supposed to represent. So, brothers and sisters, I want to point you to a resource, and we have it at prolifevote.com. Let me just show it to you. It contains all the points that I've made here and others. Getting to the truth about this persecution of President Trump. Let me show you the document. It is put out by the president and his team themselves, President Trump. And it is the truth about the Manhattan DA witch hunt and the three key talking points. I have a copy of it here printed out. This is a witch hunt, point number one. Okay, I walked you through that a little bit. President Trump is completely innocent. Point number two, this is election interference. Radical left Democrats, the New York District Attorney's Office, are politicizing the justice system to influence this 2024 presidential race. I think it's going to backfire on them. I'm going to influence it just the opposite of what they want. And then third, it is unprecedented. This is unprecedented. So much of what has happened to President Trump has been unprecedented, starting with the fact that he became president. But never before has a former president been charged. You know, all this unprecedented stuff. You know, the first completely partisan impeachment in American history. All these firsts. The first raid on a former president's home with the FBI agents and so forth. But all these firsts only reinforce for us the conviction that, yes, this is the man for this position at this particular time. Because he is blazing paths forward for the good of America. And it's only someone, and we can go away from that document right now. It's only somebody, brothers and sisters, who makes unprecedented progress for America, against whom the enemies of America are going to make unprecedented attacks. They only will make unprecedented attacks against someone who is an unprecedented threat to their hatred of America. And that's why I'm going to show you right now. I've commented here now for this whole program about what's been going on. There are other commentators that are doing it very, very well, and no doubt that you are listening to also. But I summarize my position and my reaction to my response to this whole thing in one simple way. As President Trump has told us, we belong to the greatest political movement in this country's history. And nothing is going to turn us around. Absolutely nothing. I know you're with me. I'm not even going to ask you if you're with me. I know you are. Nothing is going to turn this around. And brothers and sisters, we are going forward. Forward at higher speed than ever. For the greatness of America. Let's pray right now. Father, we come to you just motivated and absolutely fired up for with love for you, O God, for your kingdom, for truth and righteousness, with gratitude for our founding fathers who threw off precisely the kind of tyranny that we see people trying to impose again on our system of government. We're grateful, Lord, that we stand in the great tradition of patriots, not tyrants. That we stand in the great tradition and line of vision that President Trump has articulated so well and continues to articulate as he gets ready for his big rally on Saturday night, which we will be watching with eagerness and with deep patriotic joy. Lord God, we ask you to, like we read at the beginning of this program from the prophet Jeremiah, to send your protection around the president as his enemies, our enemies, continue to work malice against us. Lord God, we are all the target, and yet we are all under your protection. Surround him, surround us, fill us with that protection, with the peace that comes from knowing that you, O God, are victorious for truth, for righteousness, for peace, for the greatness of America, and ultimately for the greatness of your kingdom. Bless all those who are defending and speaking up for President Trump and the movement that he symbolizes. Because, Lord, this is not about a man. It's about a movement. This is not about an individual. It's about a nation. This is not about making a person great. This is about making a country great again. Because your kingdom is great, and the principles of human dignity and equality, self-governance, are great. And so, Lord, recognizing that greatness, we recommit ourselves tonight to living as faithful citizens and to exposing the Marxism and the radical hatred of America and the unjust weaponization of government that these Democrats and all their company are guilty of. We will not stand for it. We will stand up. And through the power of our vote, above all, we will rescue this nation from these tyrants. Now we summarize our prayers by offering the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Where is the Saturday rally? Lady Cactus is asking. It's in Waco, Texas, and it'll be right here. We'll be broadcasting it. Right Side Broadcasting will be covering it, of course, and all the channels that I bring into the mix as well at endabortion.tv. We are going to watch that rally. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time this Saturday, the 25th of March. The campaign of President Trump continues. It'll be successful. By the way, another reviewer was commenting before. Says, "Oh, this kind of political speech is what got Father Frank dismissed from the priesthood." Well, you know, it gets a lot of people dismissed from their professions or threatened in their professional life and in their personal life. That's why we all stand together, and that's why no matter what anybody does to us in our professions, in our government, or even in the church, it's a judgment on them, not on me. We know who we are. We know why we believe what we believe. We're not going to be intimidated by anybody. Oh, this is why they threw him out of the priesthood. Yeah, isn't it interesting? I'm still talking, am I not? I'm still on the same track, am I not? I'm still wearing the same hat, am I not? Because we're not doing it because of anybody else's permission. President Trump is not doing it because of anybody else's approval. We do these things because they're right. We don't do them because of self-interest. We don't do them because of egoism or narcissism or any words people want to throw at us. We don't do them because of racism. We do them because of truth and the kingdom of God and the love of America. Thank you for standing in that truth and in that love. Stay connected with me, friends, on social media. FR Frank Pavone is the handle. FR Frank Pavone on all the major platforms. Thank you, President Trump, for everything that you're doing, that you have done, and that you will do as you head to the White House once again. God bless you, friends, and please join us again tomorrow.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.